Kiddushin Yerushalmi, Kos 20 Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. The Mishnah says, Kol ha'asurim lavoi bakol, mutarim lavoi zeh bazeh. We said that those who may not marry a regular Jew may marry each other. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is prohibited. Rabbi Lezer oime, vadam vadon muta, vadam besfeikan, besfeikan vadon, usfeikan besfeikan. Also, Rabbi Lezer says, a definite may marry a definite, but a definite cannot marry a doubtful, or a doubtful with a definite, or a doubtful with a doubtful. Those three cases are prohibited. Ve'ilehen asfeikus, shtuki, v'asufi, v'kuti. And what are the cases of doubt? A shtuki, an asufi, or a kusi. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Omar, klala, p'tzur daka yisrael mutalai lisa mamzeres. Rabbi Yehuda says, a yisrael with a cat organ may marry a mamzeres. Rabbi Yossi, uravad, p'tzur mishpacha, ha'p'tzur guf loy. Rabbi Yossi says, when the Mishnah said it's mutter for those who may not marry a regular Jew to marry each other, this only applies to one who has a disqualification because of his lineage. But if his disqualification is in his own body, he may not marry another Jew who was disqualified from marrying a regular Jew. Chayla de Biosi min Hador, the support for Biosi is from the following Da'am Rabbi Chilkia, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lo Shonu Ela Pesu Adaka Yisrael, Ela Pesu Adaka Koyen, Loi, Kumadat Amma Taman Koyen Bo, Osa Loi Lisa Gioiris, Afach Yisrael Bo, Osa Loi Lisa Mamzeris. Rabbi Chilkia and Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said, they only taught that a man with a cat organ can marry a convert if he's a Yisrael, but if he's a Koyen, he may not. Just as you say that there's a definite Koyen who cannot marry a convert, so too a definite Yisrael may not marry a Mamzeres. Nishmaine min Ador, Da'ama Rabbi Imi, Tani, Rabbi Yaakov, Gvulaya, Koyimi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzhak, Batavlaya, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Du Rabbi Yehuda, Mamzer Le'isa Mamzeres, Kadei Shuyochlu, Mamzerim, Mamzerim min ha'olam. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that a mamzer cannot marry a mamzeres. Rabbi Imi said that Rabbi Yaakov Gvulaya taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yitzhak bar Tavlaya quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Rabbi Yehuda ruled this way so that a mamzer would not be able to marry marry anyone, and the mamzerim would vanish from the world rather than produce offspring. The question is, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, who says asa for a convert from marrying mamzeres, means that he holds that the congregation of converts is considered part of the regular congregation, does he therefore also rule that an amoini cannot marry an amoinis? And Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Ad Rabbonon Tzvicha, in Lisbo, Rabbi Yehuda, Gerim Psolem, Bekal Hashem, Inun, Lisa Amoinis, Eni Yochel, Shei Kal Hashem, Etzloi, Lisa Mitzvah, Eni Yochel, Shehu Kal Hashem, Etzlo. Rabbi Yosi Rabun said that according to the reason given by the Rabbonon, which is Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, is there any way that it wouldn't be Mutter? Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the converts are disqualified from marrying into the congregation, and Amoini can't marry an Amoinis because she is part of the congregation, he can't marry a mitzvah because he's called the congregation compared to her. And the answer is, Matanya, Meshachrin, Shifcha, Masin Lai. The answer is, the solution is an Amoini may free a slave woman and then marry her. With a kavasa, mitzvah lo yisa mitzvah. The question is, does the Yehuda also say that a mitzvah may not marry a mitzvah? Nishmeinim in Adar, let's prove from here. Tani Rabbi Abo, Kami Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Abo quoted a brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yehuda, Binyamin ger mitzvi haya metamide Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says that Binyamin the mitzvi convert was a student of Rabbi Akiva. Ama ani ger mitzvi nosi giyeres mitzvis, bini ben ger mitzvi vani masir le giyeres mitzvis, vimsa ben bini kosher lavoi bakal. He said, I'm a mitzvi convert married to a mitzvis convert. My son is a son of a mitzvi convert, and I will marry him off to a mitzvis convert, thereby making my grandson able to marry a regular Jewess. Amaloi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to him, Loi bini ela af ato hasiyoi levaski yoyres mitzis kadeshu gimel doyres mikan ushlosha doyres mikan. Kiva said, no, marry him off to the daughter of a mitzis, not a mitzis convert herself, in order that their child will be a third generation on both sides.